Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
What kind of joint is this, man?
Oh, it's a heavy duty joint, man.
And now the Pot Report.
Time for the Pot Report. Everybody. Also, just quickly, Ellen doesn't own her famous Oscar photo, but Bradley Cooper does, because according to the law, the person who took the picture owns it. Bradley Cooper shot it.
Really?
Yeah.
She tried to take it, but her arms weren't long enough when the phone, when the photo grew.
Yeah. Well, this will teach her to have such short arms.
That's it.
Now, let me ask you that. When I first heard this, I'm assuming whoever did the broadcast of that show owns the picture, because what happened was, in the contents of that broadcast... Thank you. There's people, Bob's got the answer in this hermetically sealed envelope from Funk and Wagnalls' back porch. They're on that broadcast. They're on ABC's broadcast of the Academy Awards. So since even the photo was taken on an ABC camera for an ABC broadcast, don't they own that picture?
That's what I would think.
Picture was taken on Ellen's Samsung camera.
Which... Picture was taken at the event being broadcast by ABC. They were all there for ABC's broadcast of the Oscars.
Well, if you're playing a concert and a fine photographer like, say, Jerry or Lois take a picture of you, they own that picture. You don't
they
own
the
that
picture.
Picture.
Yeah, photo rights are a fascinating topic, one which we'll have to spend hours on someday. But I'll tell you, it's not what you would expect. The photographer owns the rights, and they protect those rights very, very well. And even if you like have a photo taken by somebody, you don't own the photo.
Even though it's of you. Even you're though in it.
Whoever you hired took it, you have to have an agreement with them for you to even use it, theoretically.
Pretty good living being made by people trolling the internet looking for unauthorized use of photos these days.
That's why all our radio station stuff, when we do our videos, we have to get licensed photos. I just had the most frustrating time. You heard me trying to rip open this envelope?
Yes, everybody heard.
I ripped tons of tape off this envelope. Yeah. I got. By the way, I walked by my mailbox today, and I saw something I haven't seen for months.
You got a letter.
Mail.
Wowzers.
My email, I check every 5 seconds, because that's where most of my information comes. So I got several things. I got a really nice thank you card from Sweet Kiss Mama. And I think that it's wonderful that they had a good time on the show. We had a great time with them at Music Aid Northwest, and they were saying thank you. Really class.
Cool, that is nice.
Class thing for a band to do. And then there's this other package, and I don't want to say too much about the package because I don't know what's in it. And you would think it's a CD, but if it was a CD, it wouldn't do that.
You opened up a package to find another package.
Well, I ripped all this. And by the way, this is the thing I like about email. It does not take long to open. You don't have to rip through all of this tape and stuff.
Well, that was super well taped, and inside but is another super well
so
taped.
It's so well taped, it's like as if they didn't want dogs to smell it.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a
return address
that you ripped off?
The old let's pop it open in the studio and see what it is hasn't been done for a while.
What's all that white powder falling all over the place, Bob?
Well, there is a return address.
Okay, good.
And by the way, it's me, so I'm pretty sure it's nothing.
But the rest of us are certainly within gas reach.
Right.
It gets us real fast.
Yeah, if it's what you, if it's you'd like people to mail, I'll just hand it to you. But that would be not, that wouldn't happen.
I never asked anybody to mail that stuff.
Yeah, of course not. Oops, what's in here?
Another package.
Another package. And a card. Wow. I was can I read it?
Go ahead.
Wild stuff, really. Yeah. Wild stuff.
I'm excited that you're going to be a grandpa. I just like making gifts and enjoy your morning show, Sharon.
Sharon Stone.
Now I'm her name is Sharon Stone.
Oh,
like
the actress. Nice.
But now I'm now this is dangerous for me to open this on the air. I hope it's not.
Here's some hair I trimmed from my lady parts. Thought you would enjoy that, so I mailed it to you in an envelope. So hold, you can make a rug out of this.
Oh man,
look at that's lovely.
Oh,
look at that. That is the smallest shirt I've ever seen.
The onesie.
What does it say?
That's cute.
Oh, that is so cute.
It's for my son, Keith and Leanne, and it says, a Keith and Leanne 2014 production, and it's a baby shirt.
Very nice. That's called a onesie.
Sharon, you made this for me?
Yeah, and the minute you put the baby in, that Sharon will own the baby because of copyright law.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful. That is really
thoughtful. Super thoughtful, Sharon, listening to the show. I'd text her a thank you.
But she just write her return address.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We got to hold this up for Facebook. This is actually very cool. All right. When I first felt that it was a bendable envelope and it had this stuff inside of it, I thought, maybe this is supposed to go to Jody or Tommy Chong.
Leanne is one of those names. There's a million ways to spell. Is that looking about right?
Yeah, I think he got it right. Except awesome. It is all small. It's small letters, which is kind of cool
looking
too.
Yeah, it's a small baby.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that pretty?
Very cute.
Very nice. Okay.
And it's green. The color doesn't matter which
side. Something
because
it is the Pot Report. Let me hold you up something beautiful.
Much better. Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's green.
That's green too. Here's a good news for you who follow the Pot Report.
This is a big day in our state.
A huge story. Breaking huge pot story. The state has granted its first pot license to a Spokane grower.
Been waiting.
First legal marijuana license is going to a guy named?
Ben Waiten, he just said.
No. James Dorfman.
No, Green.
The guy's name is Green.
Yes, it is.
Sean Green, a medical marijuana dispensary operator from Spokane, will be issued his producer-processor license under the state's recreational pot law at the Liquor Control Board meeting in Olympia on Wednesday morning.
Are they going to try and pretend like they just chose that random name? Come on.
Well, they're choosing him because he has a record of doing a good business, although his business name would lead me to believe that maybe it's not all for medical use.
His company is named Couch Lock Productions.
Yeah.
Named for the phenomenon of being too stoned to get off the couch. So I don't think he's the, you
That's
know.
Great.
I think his name is Green. Ryan Smith, spokesman for the Liquor Control Board, said he would neither confirm or deny that Green is getting a license, but Philip Doughty, a longtime marijuana activist who's handling media calls for Green, confirmed it to the Associated Press on Tuesday. Green won't be giving interviews until after the license is issued. It'll initially allow him to grow and process 21,000 square feet of cannabis. So wait a minute. All the cannabis that's being grown now is being grown under the medical laws, which are very loose. This is the first recreational cannabis, correct?
Well, I don't know about loose. I mean, if you have a card, you can grow your own or you can have somebody be your provider. It's fairly specific.
But recreational, you need a recreational grower's license.
Right, from the state. To be able to sit, to put pot in the state store, you need to grow state official
so
pot.
So if what you're asking is if people who are already illegally growing can now just transfer over the weed that they've been growing with a license, the
they
answer
can't.
Legally would be no. But will some people do that?
Of course they will.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
So technically, from the day he gets this license, which will be today, he can plant his starts, and 3 months from now, he could have legal pot in time for the summer sale.
And just like the first senior in high school to get his varsity jacket and his Ford Mustang, Mr. Sean Green will have many more friends right away.
Right. Hey, Joe, do you have a closet at your house that you don't let anybody go into?
No. I've never grown any. I've said this 100 times. Never more than about 3 inches high. I mean,
and boom, it's gone.
That looks ready.
Well, no, I accidentally, you know, back in the day and way back when there were seeds, you would throw a seed somewhere and then you would look out and you go, whoa, look at that. Lo and behold.
Anyway, this guy, they like him because he plays by the rules. The liquor board wants to license him. On his Facebook page Sunday, Green said, "Thank you to everyone who supported me in this controversial journey. Washington voters passed 502 in 2012. Here it is already, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
More retail licenses will be issued later this spring. Sales could begin in June or July." Wow. That's not that far off, Joe.
No, that's
Jody.
Right.
That's just in time.
How about you, Pedro? You're always strangely silent about this stuff.
No, I never did it in my entire life. Not even close to it. No.
And why? You like to drink.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with drinking.
Pedro, it's a hard drug. I mean, in his mind, it's right up there with heroin. It's all lumped into one thing.
If I, like, say I had to start doing a recreational drug, I'm not, and I don't plan to. But if I had to, and I had to choose either alcohol or pot, I think pot is less harmful.
I've had this nightmare scenario before.
Yeah.
Where somebody
you can only
forces
choose
you to
one.
Choose.
On the other hand, marijuana is more psychological, and I already have enough psychological issues.
How about the argument that this is a natural thing? See, here's the problem with lumping it in with like heroin and meth and coke. These are not natural substances created in the world that you could throw a natural seed in the ground and have it sprout up. If you believe in God, Pedro... Don't you believe that he put this here for you?
I do believe in God, and I respect everybody's opinions, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying you shouldn't lump it in with everything else.
He's the director of his own movie, and his movie is not Pineapple Express. That's what he's saying.
Unless somebody's growing heroin in a garden, in which case I would like to have a film of that, because I just don't believe it.
All right. Any more pot news, Joe? Is that
Yes.
Okay. U.S. Representative Dave Reichert on Tuesday introduced a bill to ban the use of welfare benefit cards from stores selling marijuana. It's the same with casinos, liquor stores, strip clubs, and tattoo parlors, right?
Right. You're issued, instead of a check these days, I think you're issued like a debit card. And it'll work some places, and it won't work others, and they don't want it working at the state pot store.
It's funny. Is a welfare benefit card a food stamp, or is a welfare benefit card?
The two different things.
See, I'm not sure I agree with this. If my life is so bad, I'm on welfare, why should I be denied the chance to go to a casino?
Well, most people...
You can't even play like that's what you think.
Yeah. No, that is what I think.
No. Most people are on welfare, and they have dependents, and those dependents
are
dependent on
the... But casino is a form of entertainment, and so is drinking and smoking pot.
Yeah, but you don't
not
want...
on the state dime. It's
you
not.
Don't want to be spending the kids' milk money on any of those things.
It's none of your business. How I raise my kids.
If I give you the money, it is, dude.
You're laughing at
I'm
me
so
like
proud
I don't
that you're going
this.
Out here on this diving board that no one's tested.
You know what
above
I think?
Shark infested water.
I think if you're on welfare, you should be given exclusive marshmallows for the kids, and then you go out and get loaded.
Get loaded.
You had a hard day at the corner with a sign in your hand. You deserve it. Drink it up. Game of 21.
But once again, you say,
how am I going to mean a nice guy without a really cool tattoo? That's the other question.
Right.
If it like on your face.
Yeah.
It came down to one or the other, as you were saying before, pot or alcohol. I think maybe the pot would be a safer alternative for a person on welfare of the two.
Yeah. Reichert, Republican from Auburn, fun killer, joined 11 other lawmakers in sponsoring the Preserving Welfare for Needs, Not Weeds.
Oh, I'd sign that thing, too.
And it's catchy. I like it.
You agree with the Republicans on this
totally.
One. The bill prevents low-income recipients of Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, which is TANF, from using their cards to buy pot or withdraw cash from ATMs inside such stores. So wait a minute. Your welfare benefits allows you to withdraw cash?
Yeah, it's a debit card.
It's an EBT card.
So can't you just convert it to cash?
You can. You just have to think about it and grab it at a bank machine and then walk over to the pot store.
Oh.
Because you can't make that mental leap. You probably don't need to be smoking anymore.
I guess I can live with that. Washington State also, Reichert said, the fact that some people are using welfare for weed is outrageous. It's offensive to taxpayers working to pay for these benefits. I know we were joking a little bit, but I actually really don't care. I mean, if people want to entertain themselves and enjoy themselves, shouldn't they be able to do, whether it's welfare or a horrible-paying job part-time at Walmart, shouldn't they be able to do it in the way they see
you
fit?
You would hope that there doesn't have to be a natural preamble.
Hold on. In America.
To say to people, by the way, you need to take care of your kids and your household before you use any of your money to get loaded. Mm. But unfortunately, that's not the
case. Always hold up children as if they're a reason to control adults.
I know. What a loser.
Since you got that baby, you're always saying it's important.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. Wonder
it's
Woman, just,
Mother
it's not
just drugs. I mean, if you're getting welfare, you shouldn't be able to buy movie tickets with that. I really think that.
See, now you're off the liberal deep end.
No, the liberal
the
deep end?
Yeah.
That's the conservative deep end. You should. I mean, if I'm paying...
To me, that's a liberal viewpoint.
That you should.
Government out of my life is a conservative viewpoint.
I think if the government is helping you survive, that's what welfare is. They're helping you survive. Eat, have shelter.
It's a safety net.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then eat and have shelter. Don't be
Can
entertaining
Can I watch
yourself.
A movie while I'm laying in my safety net?
Not on my dime. Go out and get a lousy job at Walmart, like you said. Use that money to entertain yourself.
All right, here's the next pot story. Legal marijuana is still an immature market. But a pair of companies are already partnering to focus on mobile payments targeted at the cannabis crowd. Single Point announced an agreement with Motivity Labs to enhance existing and design new mobile payment software applications for the legal marijuana industry. Motivity Labs will focus at first on building out the application Single Point is designed for use in legal. I don't get it. How is How is paying for pot any different than paying for anything else?
Well, and paying for anything else is going to be the business of the future. Now, I don't know which stock you buy, but mobile payments, being able to pay for things by text, is going to be the next big thing. These two companies are the only ones so far that are building out something specifically for the marijuana business. So you will be able to, you know, just pay with...
But that's like building a website, socks.com. Who cares?
But I don't think this is a website. This is so you can...
No, but it's an application, which is essentially a website for your phone.
That there you can are people who are very enthusiastic about socks.
Mm. But they don't go to a socks website. They just buy their socks at Amazon or wherever they buy a bunch of stuff. I'm saying it's not a specialty item paying. So research predicted global mobile transaction volume will grow 35% between 2012 and 2017. That's true. You're right about the phone. I mean, why should I carry anything but my phone? Yeah. Why do I need a wallet? Why do I need keys?
And it'll be easy, so you won't even have to text. You'll just stick it up to the thing at the grocery store, and you'll be paid.
Why does my car sense that I'm walking towards it with my phone? Why do I have to carry around keys?
Right. Yeah, that's
coming.
It's all coming.
Okay,
we got one more too.
Yes, I have one more. Channel 5 in Florida has this new pot report.
A new medical study on the effects of marijuana use confirms that everyone knows you're high and that you'll most likely never stop feeling like this. According to the American Journal of Medicine, you're not making any sense and everyone thinks you're weird.
Everyone can smell the marijuana on your breath and on your clothes. Everyone is laughing at you.
Dr. Philip Blanton of Harvard studied the effects of THC on the brain, concluding that the smell of marijuana smoke will likely stay on your clothes for months, and also that you've been telling the same story for 5 minutes. Additionally, the in-depth report reveals that despite trying to act cool, you're definitely laughing too much and everyone is messing with you.
Your parents know you're high, your friends know you're high. Strangers on the street know you're high. If you're young and you smoke marijuana, you will probably never be able to find a job. And if you're an adult, you will most likely be fired. If you hear a noise, that's probably the police, and you're probably going to jail.
While previous studies suggested that it's all good and that we're all made of the same stuff that makes stars, new research indicates that your brain got broken and you shouldn't have done this. Doctors say the study raises important questions such as, what if that wasn't just marijuana and how are you going to get home?
This is forever. This is the new reality.
Next up, a new poll shows that kinky Americans feel the country is on the wrong track and they like it.
You're welcome.
That's a good report. What station was that on?
No station.
The news from Florida. Actually, we credit The Onion for that. From The Onion.
Oh, by the way, speaking of news reports, I heard that Casey at Q13 might have done something that's going viral.
That was her in that last report.
Yeah. No, I was hoping that was her. But it's not something she did specifically.
The spring training's going on. Russell Wilson was playing with the Rangers, and I think they were doing a live report from Surprise, Arizona. One of the guys was down there or something, and Casey was involved. Now, I have not heard this, but Pedro says that Casey seems to have the dumb luck of being there when things go viral, and he thinks this will be the next thing that goes.
All right, here we go.
Washington, and we're going to get a look at how that will affect your morning.
I'd be happy, man. Rangers, to me, are a sinking ship.
And we'll check back in with Tom in just a little bit. In the meantime, that rain is definitely a big noise for drivers on the morning commute. Adam will let us know about any trouble.
And apparently, he was talking about...
The guy didn't know that he was on the air, and he was talking about something completely different. He was talking about, you know, baseball. He's the guy that does the weather report, and he does the traffic report.
Oh, so he was not in Arizona talking about it at all.
So they just, and his
face. But it's hard for me to tell from the audio what was going on there.
Again, let me play it again. This guy is doing a report to traffic.
Now, Adam Gerke is their traffic reporter, and Adam also works here.
Why is this viral?
Because, first off, he didn't know he was on the air. And secondly, when he realized, his face was priceless. But Casey saved him because right away she started talking and they just went off. So all of a sudden, Casey's laughter is everywhere today.
Washington, and we're going to get a look at how that will affect your morning.
I'd be happy, man. Rangers, to me, are a sinking ship.
And we'll check back in with Tom in just a little bit. In the meantime, that rain is definitely... so big and no extra drivers on the board. So he didn't, Adam will let us know.
He didn't know he was on the air and he was talking about the Ranger.
Oh. They threw it to him and he was bad mouthing
so
the Ranger.
So she tried to save him, but then she couldn't do a full save because she started laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
I guess.
But that's funny.
It makes me more interested in that Walt Disney film.
Wow. I never want to see that.
It's more viral as far as I'm concerned.
Might have a million views by tomorrow.
Is it really going to have a million views?
I don't know.
Just because she's laughing.
No, guy doesn't know he's on air, gets laughed at by co-anchor. You know, people love that.
I guess.
Maybe not you because you're so busy with your hobbies and your life.
Yeah, I know.
We should point out Adam Gerke was the professional in the beginning of that. He was not the guy caught off.
I wonder if Casey's having fun. I haven't talked to her in a while, since before Christmas.
It's got to be a tough gig. I mean, just what we do, people would say, or not people think it's easy, but I think it's pretty tough. To do it on TV every day would have to be really tough.
Why is TV harder than radio?
Because people are looking at you, I mean, the whole time.
I'm looking at you.
I got a peanut in my hand. I mean, I can't sit there with a peanut in my hand.
Is that why TV would be harder for you? Because you couldn't sneak food the whole time you were on?
I'm eating.
Is that the only reason?
No, not the only reason.
He doesn't want to do it without a handful of nuts, is what he said.
I would have to groom a lot more than I do now.
It takes time to get ready for TV.
Yeah.
Dude, all they do is read stuff handed to them and look in the light with a little red, look at camera with a little red light on top. It's going to be the easiest.
You couldn't do Ragtime Spike on TV. Of course, he was born before.
Here's a story you won't believe. The Hindenburg apparently is full of flammable gas. What brainiac put that one together? No. And in other news, guns shoot bullets. I know you don't know what
I mean,
you do have a lot of people to help you think. I mean, you do have a lot of people writing stories. You have a teleprompter.
Right.
But also, when stuff breaks, and I mean news, not equipment, when stuff breaks, you have to throw it all out and go with whatever's happening.
And you have to be on your game. It's like a pilot of a jet aircraft. Mostly the plane flies itself. But when there's an emergency, that pilot better be a good pilot and have incredible skills to land that thing.
Yep, because you throw all those scripts away. When Russia decides to move in, you have to.
And they read the other thing somebody wrote and handed to them. They read the news.
Have you ever seen news guys in a crisis? Remember 9/11? Have you ever seen news guys in a crisis? They have to just basically do what we do, sit there and talk about it, only they don't do that all the time.
Yeah, the very serious anchors do something that we can't even imagine with one person in one ear and another person in one ear. And
talking
while they're
to them.
Talking and coming up with things that they're not reading, somebody's telling them what they're going to do next and who it is. So they actually have to have that coffee shop phenomenon where you can talk about one thing and listen to another entire thing.
Coming up, a band called Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
And they're good. You have to be with a name
no
like
relation,
that.
Right?
No relation.
Nope, no
That's
relation.
That's so weird, no relation.
No relation to the Daytona 500 guy, no relation to his dad.
All right, that and whatever else Jody didn't get to right after these.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, it's a frog strangler out there. Lots of rain for the morning commute. I'm MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Showers for your lunchtime and then more steady rain this evening again. And it's mild with highs in the upper 50s.
This report is brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. Presenting Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo April 26th. Experience the legendary rock and roll of Benatar and Giraldo one night only. Tickets available now at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
You know, there are a lot of things that they carry at Super Supplements that you didn't even know you needed. For instance, do you know that there are supplements that can help you with your mood? Yes, this is sort of like a midday martini, but natural and better for you. There are brands like Natural Balance that carry vegetarian capsules called Happy Camper that I take from time to time when I'm feeling stressed out. Are they good for me? Yes, they are. Do they help me feel happy? Absolutely. And with this weather around here these times, you know every little bit can help.
There's only one person that can deny you health coverage, and that person is you. Premera Blue Cross can help you enroll in a quality health plan that includes family checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. You may even qualify for a plan at little or no cost. But you must enroll now if you want coverage for 2014. Call 1-877-PREMERA, visit premera.com/goblue, or talk to an independent producer. And have a healthy 2014. Premera Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Last month, a lady walked into West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins with a silver tea set that had been gathering dust in her attic.
She was paid $5,000 right there. Want to know what your silver items are really worth? Find out for free at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Welcome to the AT&T store. Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for a new mobile plan for our real estate office.
How many are you?
There's 5 of us.
How about our new mobile share value plans?
What's that?
Well, they're the best value plans we've ever had for small business. 5 smartphone lines would be $175 a month.
Nice, but our business is growing fast.
That's great. You can add a new line for $15 a month.
And your take?
Our clients need a lot of attention.
There's unlimited talk and text on smartphones.
We're working deals all day.
Great. You've got 10 gigabytes of data to share.
This is sounding good.
Low dues, great terms.
Let's close.
The new mobile share value plans from AT&T. Our best value plans ever for new and current business customers. Call, click, or come into a store today. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Pricing for 10 gigabytes plan with no annual contract, max 10 devices, other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store, call 866-792-3287 or visit att.com/bizmobileshare for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was
going to
say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Save responsibly.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-261-9660. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-261-9660.
This week at Fred Meyer, save big on spring apparel for the whole family with the Mystery Discount. You could save an extra 15, 20, or 30% on top of already low sale prices. So how much will you save? Find out now at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Kevin, age 50, has discovered the fountain of youth at Universal Men's Clinic.
When it started happening, I didn't know exactly where to turn. I didn't have the energy to be with my wife, didn't know who to talk to. After starting at the clinic, I discovered how many men actually have this, and we don't ever talk about it, that there was a lot of other people that had the same problem. And it's not just a problem that's going to go away on its own. It affects all aspects of your life. And after starting, I found that there is help. My confidence level, my sex drive, my ability to function, everything has skyrocketed. Universal Men's Clinic changed my life, and I would recommend UMC to anybody.
I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Modern medicine can now effectively restore full sexual function, even for those who have been without it for years. We can help.
Discover your fountain of youth. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 206-816-3391 or visit us at universalmensclinic.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-491-8012. 1-800-491-8012. Call now. That's 1-800-491-8012. 1-800-491-8012.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Don't let scratches and dents ruin the appearance or reduce the value of your vehicle. Choose the best in the business to get you back on the road fast. With 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's easy to see why Gerber Collision and Glass is chosen by most major insurance carriers. All Gerber repairs are backed by a national lifetime repair warranty. And Gerber even offers interest-free financing options to help with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from the Bob Rivers Show, and I love Washington wine. Taste Washington Wine Month is on throughout the month of March. Celebrate with special offers, events, and promotions on award-winning Washington State wine at your local neighborhood retailers, restaurants, or wine shops. Drink responsibly and enjoy a bottle tonight. Visit WashingtonWine.org for more details.
Wearing glasses with new Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And now Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal. Live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
This report is brought to you by Great Floors.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, big closure actually just happened. US 2 closed up in both directions right now over Stevens Pass between milepost 65 and milepost 58. They've got a natural slide that occurred in that stretch of highway, so they have to clear it. ETA for reopening the road, not until 1 p.m. So if you do need to get over the pass, you're going to have to pick an alternate route. Right now we're dealing with stop and go traffic northbound 405 from the Valley Freeway all the way up to I-90. Southbound I-5 still slow through Linwood, Shoreline, and from Northgate into the city.
Great designs begin with Great Floors. Begin your new year home renovation from the floor up with a visit to your nearest Great Floors showroom. Find your neighborhood store at greatfloors.com, where their name says it all.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I was in the backyard trying to take a picture of you. Saw
band you're listening to there has a very memorable name, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. as in, but no relation.
No relation, yep. Nope.
They're on Warner Brothers Records, and they had their second record last fall, and they're going to be in our studio playing for us. Two guys, actually. Is that the whole band?
That's or it.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I like that when the whole band shows up.
There is another guy with a chihuahua
out
in the lobby, but I think that he's Entourage. I think he's Rolls dude.
See,
you know what I mean?
He's got to hold their weed through customs.
I feel like he's the Rolls deep dude.
Yeah.
You got to have
Chihuahua's
a Rolls deep dude.
Yeah. Hold the weed through customs.
It's an unusually named group, and I guarantee you it's not going to sound like corporate rock. Not even slightly.
No. Yeah. Plus, if your Rolls deep dude has a chihuahua with a sweatshirt on it, right, you're already not corporate.
All right. That's coming up. In the meantime, did we tease anything, Joe?
What Jody has left. We have big sports story we haven't got to yet today.
This is cornerback Brandon Browner.
Yes. Yep. He's reinstated by the NFL, threatened a lawsuit, and the NFL, which is unusual for them, backed off and said, okay, you can play football.
So why was he, refresh my memory, why was he on indefinite suspension?
Suspended from...
That does not refresh anybody's memory.
He was trying to emancipate himself from his parents because they wouldn't finish his high school payment.
Oh, that's
he got really mad. He was a cheerleader.
Right. Suspended.
You're thinking of Colin Kaepernick.
Failing a drug test. He apparently one hit during the bye week or something. One little toke.
No, he was on injured reserve with a pulled groin. While he was on injured reserve, he got high. He got caught getting high.
I was on injured reserve, and then I got high.
I wasn't going to play against the Rams, so I got high.
But then I got high.
He was his third offense for a positive test for banned substance.
So why did the NFL back off? Isn't
because
that unusual?
Some of the tests were taken when he was not even in the NFL. He was playing in the CFL at the time. He says,
don't count.
He said, how can you expect me to, you know.
It's my U.S. driving record, not my Canadian driving record.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in Canada playing football. Why should I not be getting it?
I agree with him. Okay, so he's reinstated. Is that good news?
Well, he's a free agent. So the question is, do you Do you spend money on Brandon Browner? Do you bring him back to the Legion of Boom? Or do you just say, you know, we won a Super Bowl without you, and you were hurt, and you're 30 years old, and I bet you can make more money elsewhere?
I think the second one.
I wonder what Joe thinks.
I'm still bitter.
Did Joe try to be impartial when you describe
it? Well, no, that's the facts. I mean, he's a great player, but he's also 30. He's also, you know.
He'd already been replaced a couple times before he even got hurt by Maxwell because he was losing his step maybe a little bit. Maybe he was high. I don't know. Thing is, this guy's career was basically over. When the NFL banned him for a year at 30, I mean, his career could have been, he could have never come back.
Someone else will pick him up, though.
Now.
Yeah.
Because
so good news for him.
After 2.5 months, they appealed it in court, threatened to sue.
Yeah, good news for him doesn't mean that much to us.
Yeah, the extra good news is that Roger Daltrey is about to open a train museum.
Yeah.
So you can do that with a pulled groin and high.
Okay. In the news today, and I don't know if you also have this story.
Yeah.
There is a large satellite photo picture, or maybe it's a helicopter picture.
Yeah.
Of a beautiful home in Magnolia, a $3.3 million home just bought by Ryan Lewis.
Some say, who's Ryan Lewis? Everybody's heard of Macklemore. There's also an and Ryan Lewis on
and,
that.
And bill. Ryan is his producer? What's his official?
Yeah, he creates most of the music.
Got it.
Ben does the rhymes, and Ryan Lewis is the guy who makes the great, you know, sounds.
And, well, that's a beautiful-looking house. Is that on the bluff? Could that fall into the water?
If it keeps raining.
You hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
But that's kind of cool. I'm happy that he's earned enough to buy that home.
Interesting, right? It's an acre of property, a deck, a wine cellar, a library, 4 bedrooms, 3 3/4 baths. And it's one of those houses that's great for entertaining because on every level it has a little mini fridge.
And by the way, for Seattle, selling a house to a rap star in Seattle... not nearly the problem it is when, like, Tupac's crew or he's gone.
Oh, Ryan Lewis moving into the neighborhood. Yeah, oh, no. What are we going to do?
I don't think it's going to be any problem at all.
No.
And people are going to shoot as they go by.
That's him hitting bubble wrap when he's excited.
Yeah. He's a guy who's had some money before, too. I mean,
Ryan Lewis?
Yeah, he was his family and everything. They're pretty well-off folks, I think. Because that's a lot of money. I mean, for one big-selling record... to go out and spend $3 million, that seems a little hasty.
Yeah, but the drill for them.
They don't know what the closing price is. Is it closed? Was it $3.3 million?
It's not closed, but that was what the Windermere sign in the front yard said.
The cool news is that he's in our neighborhood, so anytime he goes to the wine outlet or the Baskin Robbins, we'll probably see him. Isn't that exciting?
No. All right. So the Oscars were the most watched show last week. The Voice and Blacklist returned to decent ratings. I like Blacklist, and Lisa and I are going to watch that. What else is back? It was annoying all the shows took off for the Olympics. And on the one hand, on the other hand, they don't make as many shows as they used to. And they don't want people not watching them because of the Olympics.
Yeah, there's some stuff starting up. Somebody was saying that they're looking forward to Cosmos, some Fox show that's starting up. Of all the shows that are starting up, I'll try and do a good job of watching them and letting you know what I think.
All right, what else do you have, Jody?
Well, I know this isn't the pot report time, but I should mention that the city of Los Angeles has moved to ban the use of e-cigarettes in public spaces. Now we have similar restrictions in New York and Chicago. Why am I talking about it as it refers to pot? Well, a lot of people who vape with these fake cigarettes also use it with weed.
You can vape with the medicinal and recreational,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Okay. But we are reporting on the use of it for tobacco. As Reuters reports, LA City Council voted unanimously to ban vaping in restaurants, bars, parks, and other areas. Pretty much anywhere where you can't smoke cigarettes, you can no longer use your e-cigarette. This goes into effect 30 days after he signs it into law. That's going to happen right away. It kind of makes sense for people who were very proud of themselves because they quit the actual cigarettes and went to the e-cigarettes and thought, oh, I can use this anywhere. This is wonderful. It's a big slap in the face for them.
So why can't you vape anywhere? I mean, you can breathe anywhere. And the whole idea of not smoking was that you were invading the rights of others' airspace. Does vaping put anything out into the air?
It does, yeah. Now, for the person who's doing the vaping, the chemicals are way less harsh and hopefully not addictive.
So it's better for you, but it doesn't necessarily, you can still have secondhand vape.
Right. And this is another one of those things where it's like the GMO argument. We don't know what it does to you, so let's not do it.
Let's not do it. Yeah.
Right. the people who are inhaling the secondhand vape, we don't know what's going to happen to them. Maybe nothing.
One of the guys from Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. was making a face while I was talking about that. Do you know something about vaping?
I just can't believe the story.
You can't believe the story because I'm talking about vaping? And
that they would ban it?
That happened. That's just weird to me.
I don't know. I was at the Puyallup Fair. Remember this like a year ago? And I'm at the Puyallup Fair. And there's this woman.
E-cigaretting.
And she was like over in a corner. And my wife and I were like, what's that girl doing? And I didn't know even what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm not shy. So I will go up to someone and go,
Excuse me,
young.
That metal tube that makes smoke in your mouth. What are you doing with that?
Yeah. And she explained vaping to me, but she was also trying to quit. So she was tapering off.
It was
off.
A bridge for her to get off cigarettes.
That's the first I ever heard of vaping.
Yeah, that's supposed
to be
the
point. Try to do it on airplanes?
I don't know about airplanes. You probably could vape in the bathroom of an airplane and nobody would know. Right. That's the thing. Nobody knows.
The other member of Dale Jr. Jr. is going,
The Dale Jr. Jr. people have been in airplanes.
These guys are
for a long time.
Our vaping experts on hand today.
All right. Which one are you, by the way?
I'm Daniel.
You're Daniel? And we're talking tobacco?
Sure.
Actually, I don't do any smoking, but this guy does. I just think it's a silly, I just can't believe that that's banned.
Okay.
They've got enough time to worry about that crap.
Right.
Everything else in L.A. is fine.
All right, you're Daniel and you're Joshua?
Yeah, I'm Josh.
All right.
I always say that the only problem with the vaporizer is that you have to look like an idiot while you do it.
Yeah, it does look a little bit weird.
No one looks cool. No one looks cool doing it.
It's hard to make you look cool vaping. All right. Can't wait to hear your music. Thanks for the commentary. So, a last story from me. United toughens policy on carry-on baggage. I always like to see what airlines are trying to get away with next. United Airlines, they had the other one airline's changing the frequent flyer miles to actual miles.
From
actual dollars, right. From actual miles.
What you pay is what you earn.
United Airlines is getting tough on passengers with oversized carry-on baggage. Some of them are going back to their counter to check their luggage for a fee, enforcing a policy that was already in existence.
That's exactly all they're doing is enforcing.
And the reason is that people are doing anything these days to not pay $25. Recent weeks, United rolled out new bag sizing boxes at airports and sent an email to frequent flyers saying, we're going to
actually make you fit your bag into that little box.
Right.
And if it doesn't, we're going to charge you $25.
Which they can do, because once you show up at the airport with your bags packed, you're bringing your stuff with you, right? You just have to pay it and curse under your breath.
Some travelers suggest the crackdown is part of a large attempt by United to collect more fees. United spokesperson says, fees? Why would we do that?
It's for customer convenience.
The new program is primarily to drive new revenue and will likely delay the boarding process, blah, 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 says some people. You know what? The rules is the rules.
That's right.
That's the way it goes. Comcast vowed to help more low-income families connect to the internet. They're meeting with regulators who want to decide whether they can buy Time Warner, and they go, how about if we throw a few internet bones a few poor people's way?
It helps.
I think that's always good.
Yeah.
Comcast said a program that offers eligible families internet for $9.95 a month will be extended indefinitely, at least until the merger is approved. The program has enrolled 1.2 million people. Is the internet a right? Should we help people get the internet?
It was one of President Obama's big things, is to have high-speed internet for every American, before he leaves. I don't know if we'll make that goal, but I think to have kids get educated on a level playing field, they all need access to the same stuff, and that is high-speed internet.
It's 9:46. Time for Rock Genius. You do not have to be a rocket scientist to be a rock genius. Spike's questions are so easy. Let's let him get it on the first try. So
sure,
y'all,
it's easy. This one's super easy.
Okay.
Easy breezy.
The number is 877-901-0957. 877-901-0957. What's the prize? It is Blazing Bagels. A bunch of Blazing Bagels and possibly Blazing Bagels for your entire workforce if we draw your name at the end of the week. Okay. Today's 10 at 10 is...
Songs starting with the letter T. We're off to the T's. We're going to Take the Money and Run is the song today we're going to work on.
Okay.
Steve Miller's Take the Money and Run. You know the song, Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, Two Young Lovers, Nothing Better to Do. Sit around the house, get high, and watch the tube, right?
Oh, I thought that was Jack and Diane.
No. Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, sit around the house.
Jack and Diane were different people.
They were the clappers.
They were living in the heartland.
They were living in the heartland.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Jack going to be a football star.
I know the song. Okay.
Diane's debutante, backseat Jackie's car. You know how it goes.
Okay,
so... Billy Joe and Bobby Sue would sit around the house, get high, watch the tube. Where did they head to when they decided to cut it loose? They headed down to where?
Oh, that's so easy.
The Olive Garden?
You guys know that.
The Olive Garden is not correct, but thanks
it's
for trying
the
to...
the Olive Garden. Mike in Snohomish, where did they head down to when they decided to cut loose?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you run that by me one more time?
Yes, sir.
Sure. And Take the Money and Run from Steve Miller, Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. When they decided to cut it loose, they headed down to a town where they got into a great big hassle.
They headed down to a little town in Mexico.
No.
No.
This side of the border.
I'll give you a little town on the border.
Yeah, I'll give you like 3 seconds. Two,
right.
One, name a town.
Tijuana.
Rhymes with hassle.
I think it was James Taylor that headed to Mexico.
Mitch, where did they head down when it was a big hassle?
El Paso.
El Paso.
And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran.
All right, they went into a great big hassle. 948, congratulations. You've got the Blazing Bagels. Good luck on the drawing. In studio right now, the band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. And that's actually two guys, Joshua Epstein. Epstein or Epstein?
My parents say Epstein.
Epstein.
But you being a rebel, say what, Smith?
It sounds like they're very proud of you.
Call him Bubba, leave him there.
Daniel Zott. Now, you guys... you guys play all over the world. You play in pubs in London, large music festivals for 100,000 people. You have a second album on Warner Brothers called The Speed of Things. And you're quirky, you're different, you're unusual, right? I mean, how did you guys come together?
Josh actually called me up. We both had bands in Detroit, and we knew about each other, but we never worked together. And he just called me up one day and wanted to write a song. So we wrote a song, and we kept writing songs. And before we knew it, I guess we were a band.
Okay. You have an album out now, a new one? What's it called?
The new one's The Speed of Things.
The Speed of... that's the new one.
And they've got a mixtape called Produce that you can get on their website.
We'll put all the information on bobrivers.com. Dale Earnhardt... Oh, and why did you come up with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.?
I think when we first started, we just didn't think it was going to be a band that people heard. And so we wanted to name it something that wouldn't necessarily pigeonhole us sound-wise.
That doesn't do that.
Really. Nailed it.
Sounds like a car turning left.
And Dale Jr. is a fan, right? I mean, he says, you bet. More power to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Blend into this space, you're supposed to stay just long enough to be felt. You're not there for the noise. You're not scared of the voice, it's just noise. Where if you didn't see me, you weren't on the dance floor. You should know by now, we're just gonna keep on moving on. We're just gonna keep on the dance floor. And you should know by now, we're just gonna to roll your hips in time, you're supposed to see your age rewind, you're supposed
Hold me like the sun holds the earth. But you're a night there for the noise, the noise. You're not scared of the voice, it's just noise. I swear if you didn't see me, you were in on the dance floor. We're just gonna keep on moving on. We're just gonna keep on the dance floor. And you should know by now. We're just gonna keep on moving on. We're just gonna keep on the dance floor. And you should know by now.
Very cool and freaky. Numos.
That's not freaky. That's good.
Oh, you guys, you beautiful, freaks all man. Love that. Come on, be honest. Yeah, Joe, that's totally you, right, Joe?
I like that a lot. It reminds me of the Eels a little, and I love the Eels. So it's
you guys
stuff.
Like Eels, too? I find that they give me indigestion. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jr., check them out, bobrivers.com. They're at Numos tonight. Have a great time, guys. Thank you for stopping by. Jody has the last word of the day.
I guess we'll take a line from you and make the last word of the day today freaky.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, it's a frog strangler out there. Lots of rain for the morning commute. I'm MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Showers for your lunchtime and then more steady rain this evening again. And it's mild with highs in the upper 50s.
This report is brought to you by CarStar. Damaged car? Remember your auto body repair experts at CarStar, 21 Puget Sound area locations. Ask your insurance company for CarStar, the auto body repair experts. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or log on to PugetSoundCarStar.com. Your auto body repair experts.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day, a commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe. It's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
Let's be honest. Seattle is known for more than coffee and rain and cliches. Delta knows it's a global business hub as well. That's why we offer flights from Seattle to more countries than any other airline. So you can fly nonstop with the premium comforts of business elite, like world-class dining and Westin Heavenly in-flight bedding, wherever you go. Out with the fish throwing, in with new stereotypes. Delta. Keep climbing.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Seattle and Tacoma? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Seattle and Tacoma area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Seattle and Tacoma are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-332-0732. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-332-0732. That's 1-800-332-0732.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're the lead singer in a musical.
What would you do in the Lily Lemon Groves just to kissy kiss a toad?
Hey, what's up, Joyce?
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Got a problem? Call Bob. Got a problem? Call Bob.
Wow, nice digs, Bob.
Glad you could join us here on the show, Bob. So tell me, what's been happening over there at Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning?
We just kicked off our preseason AC sale. Everyone is preparing for a hot summer like last year by having their air conditioner installed this spring.
Smart. I read that temperatures hit the mid-90s in June and in September last summer. It's going to be even hotter this year. I might have to join the party and buy an AC too, my friend. Tell me more.
Well, right now, take 20% off all York ACs and heat pumps. Save up to $1,600. Plus, buy now and pay later with no interest, no payments until 2015. But hurry, the 20% March discount reduces to 15% in April and 10% in May. The sooner you buy, the more you save.
That's a heck of a deal. Hey, everyone, follow my lead and give Bob a call for some air conditioning. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me. Stay cool, Bob.
Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Bob.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a snack but you're busy? Like 45 things to do and they're all across town and no time to eat busy. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the snacks you need to fuel up, like sodas, chips, candy, trail mix, and even yogurt, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Starbucks drinks are 2 for $4, and Stride gum, including new Sour Patch Kids gum, is 2 for $2.
Clearwater Casino is celebrating the luck of the Irish on Sundays in March with a game they call the Shamrock Shimmy. With total cash prizes up to $72,000, bring your lucky charms to get your hands on this pot of green gold. From 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. each Sunday in March, six names will be drawn for a chance to play Shamrock Shimmy. Avoid the leprechaun, and you're a winner. You must be 18 years old to play, and the only place to play Shamrock Shimmy is the Clearwater Casino. Visit clearwatercasino.com for complete details.
March 8th marks the return of the Sounders. Boom Boom Clap is back. Score a Goal is back. A Wild Stadium and Pyrotechnics and Sounders Till I Die are all back. So dust off the lucky scarf and warm up that voice. We're calling on you to give it your full 90, just like the boys in Rave Green. Sounders FC season is on its way. You'll know it when you hear it. Get your tickets at soundersfc.com or by calling 877-MLS-GOAL.
Where can you get great internet speed at a great price? Right now with Xfinity from Comcast. Get Xfinity Internet, Xfinity TV, and Xfinity Voice just $19.99 each a month for 6 months when you bundle two or more. Plus, choose Xfinity TV and get HBO for $5 more a month for 6 months. And a free self-install kit. Hurry, this offer ends March 23rd. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. You know what? Xfinity's better than all of the competition. Like, way better than CenturyLink. That's old-fashioned slow stuff. Xfinity's internet, twice as fast. In-home Wi-Fi speeds, three times as fast. And Xfinity On Demand gives you 21 times more TV shows and movies on TV and online than CenturyLink. Get in on the horn today. Get to Xfinity by calling 1-800-XFINITY. $19.99 each for internet, TV, and voice. Xfinity.
This report is brought to you by Charter College. The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, Highway 2 right now closed in both directions over Stevens Pass between milepost 65 and milepost 54. It's because a slide happened there over the roadway. They're hoping to have it cleaned up by 1 p.m., but again, both directions of Highway 2 closed. I-5 northbound, still a pretty slow drive from the middle of Boeing Field to the Convention Center. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is the biggest trouble spot. From the Valley Freeway all the way up to I-90 is still a stop-and-go drive. Tukwila to Bellevue taking you 80 minutes. Been a tough drive all morning.
Attention healthcare professionals, if you have a certificate or college credits, you can earn an associate degree in just 5 months. The Charter College Allied Health Program is enrolling now. Visit chartercollege.edu for admission requirements.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR and HD1, Seattle, and iHeartRadio station.